contemplation. Some of them sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of the controlled mind, and others sacrifice the objects of the senses, such as sound, in the fire of sacrifice. The four divisions of human life, namely the Brahmachari, the Grihastha, the Vanaprastha, and the Sannyasi, are all meant to help men become perfect yogis or transcendentalists. Since human life is not meant for our enjoying sense gratification like the animal, the four orders of human life are so arranged that one may become perfect in spiritual life. The Brahmacharis or students under the care of a bona fide spiritual master control the mind by abstaining from sense gratification. They are referred to in this verse as sacrificing the hearing process and the senses in the fire of the controlled mind. The Brahmachari hears only words concerning Krishna consciousness. Hearing is the basic principle for understanding, and therefore the pure Brahmachari engages fully in Hare Namanjirtana, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. He restrains himself from the vibrations of material sound, and his hearing is engaged in the transcendental sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Similarly, the householders, who have some license for sense gratification, perform such acts with great restraint. Sex life, intoxication, and meat eating are general tendencies of human society, but a regulated householder does not indulge in unrestricted sex life and other sense gratification. Marriage on principles of religious life is therefore current in all civilized human society, because that is the way for restricted sex life. This restricted, unattached sex life is also a kind of yajna, because the restricted householder sacrifices his general tendency toward sense gratification for higher transcendental love.
Sutrajini Indriyani Anne Samjamani Su Juvati Sardani Vishayan Anya Indriyagni Su Juvati. So Indriya Sangyama Yoga. Yoga means Indriya Sangyama. Yoga, Indriya Sangya. The yogic practice is recommended for persons who are too much in the bodily concept of life. Any person, therefore, this yogic practice was recommended for general population so that they can control the senses. Gradually, one has to take to this platform of Indriya-sangya or Satagun. Rajagun, Satagun, and Tamagun. So one has to promote himself to the platform of Satagun. Generally, people are in the Rajas, Tamagun. I was explaining yesterday in the morning. Tato Rajas Tamabhava Kamalobhadayasthati Cheta Eti Anavidham Sita Sakti Prasidati. Everyone is trying to be very peaceful and happy. But that is possible when one is promoted to the platform of Sato. The yoga practice means that. Yoga practice means by controlling the airs within the body, that is explained. There are five kinds. kinds of air. Vayu. When the airs are not controlled in old age, according to Ayurvedic system, it is called Vayu Rog. The muscles become slackened, old man, because the air control or air circulation is not proper. There are many medicines, many practices of yoga. So, the real purpose is, yoga practice means to control the senses. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha param manah, manasastu parabuddhi, buddhestuja parasa. This is the study of the whole structure. Grossly, our body means the senses. We are everyone, animal, and less intelligent man. They are busy only for sense gratification. Indriyani para, they think this sense gratification, this is jnana. This is happiness. But actually that is not happiness. Sukham atam tikam jatat patindriyani. What is actual happiness, atam tikam, that is otindriya. Otindriya means beyond the senses. But because we have no such knowledge, because we are in the bodily concept of life, I am this body. So, I am interested in the matter of gratifying my senses. Indriyani parara. Those who are little advanced, they are in the enjoyment of the mind, mental circulation, philosophy, or theosophy. So many zophies are there. Somebody putting some theories, this theory, that theory, that theory. Mental speculation. They delight poetry, writing poetry, nice poetry. They are not on the gross platform of sense gratification, but on the subtle platform of sense. Mind is also sense. Mind is also sense. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi rapa anara vayu khana mana buddhi rivat. Vinname pakiti astada. These eight elements, they are also my prakriti, but vinna, separated. Separated prakriti. Prakriti means subordinate to the purusha. As soon as the prakriti, generally you understand, there's a husband and wife. Wife is called prakriti and the husband is called purusha. The purusha means enjoyer, and prakriti means enjoyer. So similarly, when Krishna says, Vinname prakriti astadha, all these elements, gross and subtle, and these are gross elements, and the mind, intelligence, and ego, subtle elements. Then Krishna says, aparayam, these elements are inferior prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhivri prakritim para. There is another prakriti. What is that? Jiva bhuta mahabaho jayidam bhajati. Jiva bhuta. The living entity. The living entity is also prakriti. We are not purusha. But we forget this. Prakriti means to be used by the Purusha. Therefore, our positioning is, real position is, we should be used by the Supreme Personality of God, Purusha, Purushottam. This is our position. But artificially, we are trying to become the Purusha. That is Maya. Instead of being utilized by the Purusha, we are trying to become the Purusha, to utilize the material nature. Jayidam dhajate jagat. The world is going on, the material world, because the living entities in the attitude of becoming Purusha, they are trying to exploit the resources of this material nature. This is going on. You sit down, people, in the chair. So this is our material disease. And how we are trying to be master or enjoyer of this material world? By the senses, by the mind. Manasasthani prakitisthani karasati. Mana mamaivamsa jiva bhuta. The living entity, Krishna says, they are my part and parcel. So, instead of serving Krishna, they are trying to utilize that, trying to utilize the material nature for their self-realization. This is called struggle for existence. Prakritisthani parasati. Parasati is hard struggle. Manasthasthani indriyani prakritisthani parasati. This is going on. And this parasati means struggling for existence. Because he cannot be happy. He cannot be happy by this artificial way of life. This is artificial way of life. That's why both of them have been described as prakriti. Vinna me prakriti astadha. And apranitastu vidri me prakriti para. The para, it is prakriti. Suppose there are two prakritis, two women. One as death as man, and one as death as woman. But how they can enjoy? Because actually, they are prakritis. Simply by changing the dress, there is no possibility of enjoyment. Prakriti. Therefore, it is simply mental contact. Mana, tasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. This is going on. Therefore, those who are too much engrossed in the bodily concept of life, for them this yoga system, then dharana, pranayama, asana, ityadi, different methods, yam-yam, the yoga process also required, Sangyam, Sangyamadmi, it is said. Sangyamadmi, Sujubati. This yoga practice means you have to control the tendency. Sangyamadmi, sacrifice. The spirit of enjoying spirit should be sacrificed in the fire of Sangyam. That is it. Sangyamadmi, Sujubati. Sabdadin, indriyan, anya, indriya, nisu juvati. By controlling the senses, indriyagni, this is also very significant. Indriyagni, that is described in the Narad Pancharat. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rityate. Rishik, means Indriya, and Rishikesha means Krishna. So, when the Indriyas, the senses, will be engaged in the service of the master of the senses, that is Indriyagneshu Juvati. You cannot control the senses simply by artificial means, by dhyana, dharana, pranayama, yam, yam, asana, pratyahara. There are so many systems. Big yogis, they fail. That's why Vishwamitra Muni. You are practicing yoga. That's Indriya Samyama. You are specially, because you are king, so specially you are very sexually inclined. And the yoga process, you are trying to control the sex. But what was the result? The result was that Manoka, a society girl of the heaven, she appeared and she was running there. There have been many instances like that, and tinkling of the bangles, immediately his yoga practice was broken. And he began attacked by Menaka, and there was birth of Shakuntala. There is a drama written by Kalidas Kavi, Shakuntala. This is the subject matter. How a yogi failed to control his senses and was attacked by a beautiful woman girl, and how Shakuntala, the beautiful girl, was born. That is the subject matter. So, this is sometimes impossible. There are many, many instances. So this is artificial way of yoga system. But when actually, as it is recommended, sabdani indriyani anna indriyagneshu juvati. That indriyagneshu means the indriya of Krishna. When you satisfy the indriyas, the senses of Krishna, then automatically our indriyas become satisfied, engaged. There is another verse written by Prudhananda Saraswati. He says, Kaivalyam narakayate vidasapurva akasa puspayate Duddhanta Indriya Kala Sattva Patali Prathata Damastraya. Prathata Damastraya. Just like dentist, when there is some pain in the teeth, they extract. That is called Prathata. Extract. So, the Indriyas have been compared with Kala Sattva. Kalasattva, meaning Bhinavana snake. As soon as the Kalasattva or snake touches in any part of your body, because the Bhinavana's teeth is there, death is there immediately. Therefore, it's called Kalasattva. Kala means death. Kalasattva, therefore, you are so much afraid of a snake. So, but if the Kalasattva's poison teeth is taken away, then it is no more, I mean, fearful. It is no more dangerous. Therefore, Prabhunananda Saraswati said that by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our indriyas, the senses which are compared with the Kalasattva, may be Kalasattva, but the poison teeth is extracted. Duddhanta Indriya Kalasattva Patali Prathata Damastayat. So that is bhakti yoga process. India cannot be, controlled unless you engage your indriyas in the service of the master of indriyas. That is called bhakti yoga. Sagupadhi jinin muktam tat paratrina nirmalam. If you want to purify your indriyas, then you have to to be free from the upadhi. At the present moment, because we are in bodily concept of life, I am thinking that I belong to this family. So, if I do not satisfy the family members, I have to satisfy. This is my dual position. Jive Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. My position is servant of Krishna. That is my constitutional position. Krishna means to serve Krishna's desire. What Krishna said. As Krishna said, Dharadhanman Paritajamane Paris is mine. But if we do not do that means we are not willing to serve Krishna. Then my position is to serve. Then I have to serve in my designation. I am the master of this family, belong to this society, to this nation, to this that so many. Illusory master. You have to serve. Because you have to serve. So these indriyas, unless they are purified by becoming without any designation. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am not a Brahmin. I am not a sannyasi. I am not a kshatriya. I am not a brahmachari. Because these are designations. Varnasamsar. Four varnas and four ashramas. Of course now, we do not know even this designation. We are simply animals at the present moment. Ahara nidra vayamaya. But human society means to divide the whole human society into these eight divisions. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. Then it is systematic. But you have to go about that. That systematic division of the society is also sense gratification. That is not real life. That is also sense gratification. But it is systematized. Just like a simple answer, the marriage is sense gratification, sex life. But somebody may say, they say that marriage legalized prostitution. It may be, but it still there is some control. Although it is for legalized prostitution, there is no difference between prostitution and married life. But there is some control. People become responsible. By responsible life, they can make advance. Irresponsible life will not help. Therefore, loke bhavayamisham atvasivamittasajantru. So, our tendency for sense gratification is control. That's what is called license. Grihastha life means a license for sense gratification. But we must know that sense gratification means material life. It may be systematic or not systematic. Sense gratification means material life. But our aim is to transcend this material life and come to the spiritual life. Platform of spiritual life. That is required. So there are so many processes. So that is being discussed by Krishna. Here he is specially referring to the mystic Jova system. Indriyaneshu Jyoti, controlling the senses. So, this controlling the senses, the simple method is that artificially, if you want to practice yoga, like Vishwamitra Muni or Dubhasa Muni, very great that there are many big stories about this Muni, where big yogis, this Dubhasa Muni, traveled all over the universe, and he went beyond the universe in the spiritual world. He saw Lord Vishnu personally. Still, he was defeated. There are many stories, Amrit Maharaj. So, these indriyas cannot be controlled. Duddhanta indriya kala sattva patali. But these indriyas cannot do any harm to you. If you take the poison teeth of these deadly snake, poison teeth, indriya kala sattva patali, what is that? What is the process of taking away the poison teeth? That is bhakti yoga. That is bhakti yoga. That means, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparasthena nirman, rishikena, rishik means indriya. Rishikesa sevana. You cannot control the senses unless you engage your senses in the serving of the senses of the Lord. The Lord has got senses. He is also a living being, like us, but a less intelligent class, they cannot understand. They think that something must be opposite. No, the basic information is nitya nityana, the absolute supreme personality of Godhead. He is also eternal. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavan said that Arjuna, you and me and all these people who have gathered here, we are nitya. You were present in the past and we are now in the battlefield, and when we give up this body, we shall again remain the same. Individual. That is explained in the second chapter. This individuality continues. There is no such information that all of them become one by amalgamation. That is and not possible. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivansa Jiva Bhuta Jiva Loke Sanatana. Amsa, the particles of the Supreme, they are Sanatana. It is not that by chance the Spirit, whole Spirit, has been broken into pieces. No, that is not possible. Because in the Bhagavad Gita you find Achidram. It cannot be broken into pieces. Then how it become pieces? Therefore, these pieces, the small particles of the original whole, they are sanatana. It is not that by circumstance it has become small pieces. No. And when they amalgamate, just like they give the example, that the water, when it is put into the water, again it becomes one. But scientifically, their molecules, they remain separate. Even the sunshine, they're simply combination of shining molecules. Similarly, we are also like that. Shining, spiritual molecules. So, sanatana. These particles are sanatana. So they must have engagement. Because we small particles of the Supreme, we are also engaged. Krishna Buryaji Bhuvans, we are engaged in material affairs. So our business is to feel this material affair and not to be attracted by the material affairs, but to be attracted by the spiritual affairs. That is it. Not that finishing. It cannot be finished. That one in the Shastra says, Janmera Vindakha Vimukta Marina Tayyatva Bhavada Vishuddha Buddha. Those who are thinking, and now we have Brahma Gyan, knowledge, and we have become one with Brahma. Therefore, we are now liberated. Vimukta Marina. That is not liberation. The liberation is not there because Tai Atma Bhavad. Because the senses are not yet engaged in the service of the Lord. They do not know the personality of Tai Atma Bhavad. Avishuddha Buddhaya. They cannot be liberated. Why not? They have already become liberated. No. Arujya kukchena param padam tata patanti adha anadita jismatanghaya. Arujya, they have undergone serious penances, austerity, that is right. And they have come to the parampada, Brahmapada. But patanti adha, because anandamaya vyasa, everyone wants ananda. And part and parcel of ananda, Krishna, he wants ananda. To simply realize that aham brahmasmi will not stay. Because simply knowing I am such and such, simply knowing that I am a millionaire, or simply knowing that I am a big man, that will not help him. He must have some activities. Anandamaya vyasa. Vyasa means there must be activities. If you stop activities, there will be no ananda. Then you will again search out where is activities. And because you have no spiritual activity, you will come down with the material activities. So these artificial type of samjagani, it may help you for the time being to stop the activities of the indriya, but that will not be permanently done. Therefore, this process, that sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmana, when you become free from all designation, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I was going to explain, that I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not angry. This is negation. Then what you are? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Vastu Padakamalayo, Dasa Dasa, Sadhu Dasa. Very activity. As soon as you express Dasa Dasa, Sadhu Dasa, there must be activities. The Dasa has got activities. So, the Dasa, when the activities are there, and then, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. That is Paramahansa. If you adopt this means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, we possess some senses, but we are not master. Suppose I have got this touch sense hand, I am working with, but I actually am not master. If the hand is paralyzed, you cannot work. So how you can be master of the senses? It is dependent on something else. The master of senses, when Krishna says, Sadhato Pani Padasta, Krishna has got hands and legs everywhere. Or Brahma has got hands and legs. What is that hand? Your hand, my hand, is the Brahma's hand. Because you are part and parcel of Brahma. So, now your hands and legs are engaged in upadhi. Everyone is working. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Sudra, I am this family, this, that, no. So you have to forget that I don't belong to the material world and so nice division. Either we call Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, American, Indian, no. Purely I am spirit soul. And my business is to serve Krishna. Then you will be able to control your senses, because senses want engagement. If you artificially stop, it is not safe. For the time being, it may appear, but it is not possible. You cannot be desireless. Sometimes we say that we should be desireless. That is not possible. When you are desireless, then you are a dead man. That is not possible. The whole process should be purifying desire. Purifying desire. Mind. Mind is the source of desires. Therefore, the bhakti process is, first of all, engage the mind. Sabai mana krishna padaravindayo. If you engage your mind, always thinking of Krishna, manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi maam namaskuru. This is the recommendation given by Krishna. So if you first of all engage your mind to the lotus feet of Krishna, then Krishna says, you become first-class yogi. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antanatma sadhyavan bhagati jumam samejittatam. He's first-class yogi. He's always engaged in thinking of Krishna's lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That is first-class yogi. Then he perfects this yogic process, indriyagnesu jugati, indriyagnesu, in the indriya, in the senses of Krishna, in the path of Krishna's senses, when he engages, you cooperate with the indriya, that is your perfect life. Thank you very much.